Economic decision makers revisit their calculations pending new information about a coronavirus variant. I'm David Brancaccio. Wall Street is poised to recover some today after the big decline on Friday over rising concerns about what's called the Omicron variant of coronavirus and what that could mean for the global economy. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here with more. Nova, President Biden will have an update on this new pandemic concern today. What do we know?
Well, public health experts are sounding alarm bells, David, because they're worried about the large number of mutations that the Omicron variant has and what those mutations might mean. Could this new variant evade immunity people already have, either from vaccines or after they recovered from a COVID infection? Well, the World Health Organization this morning said the Omicron variant poses a very high risk of surging infections. But there's a lot we don't know yet about this variant, like how severe infections might be. Scientists are just starting to study all of this.
If necessary, how quickly might we see new vaccines?
Right, a big if so far. Adjusting mRNA vaccines is a faster process than reformulating traditional vaccines. So Moderna, one of the two mRNA vaccine makers here in the U.S., says if we do end up needing one, they think they can get a new vaccine booster for Omicron maybe in 2 to 3 months from now.
In markets this morning, a turnaround of sorts.
Yeah. Some recovery in markets today after oil prices dropped last week. Consumer finance stocks fell last week as well. You know, that's credit cards. People worried about whether they, you know, they'll be able to pay them back. We also saw airline stocks plunge. Investors concerned about travel restrictions and whether they could spread. We've already seen a number of those. The unknown right now is how big of a disruption Omicron might be. Think about supply chains as well. A number of retailers are already struggling to stock their shelves. Could that worsen? We just don't have answers to all of these questions right now, David.
All right, Nova, thank you. With record numbers of people quitting their jobs and companies scrambling to find replacements, it's been a boom time for retirements. But to what extent is retirement a permanent condition? People do, as it were, unretire. For more, we turn to Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
To start off, let's confirm an unusually large number of people did retire during the pandemic.
Oh, definitely a sharp increase. And there's a research report recently published by the Pew Research Center. And what they said, if you look at the retired population ages 55 and older, it grew by about 1 million retirees per year between 2008 and 2019. In the past 2 years, the ranks of retirees 55 years and older has grown by 3.5 million.
All right, so lots retiring voluntarily. Some involuntarily. Why would economists think they would return to the job market?
Well, we still think about retirement. We still have this picture of retirement is that it's a permanent shift to full-time leisure, right? But since the early 1990s, David, the trend has been for more people to work somewhat or well into the traditional retirement years. I mean, older adults with full-time jobs, a lot of times they want a break from the demands of work, but many return to the workforce within a year or two. You know, they get a part-time employment, a flexible job, some kind of encore career. In one economic study that I was looking at, it showed that about 40% of people ages 65 and older who were employed had retired at some time in the recent past. So the typical unretiree, they're looking for, you know, purpose and a paycheck.
Maybe their partners. Seen enough of them during these retirement years, that can
too.
Be a factor. But the retirement figures right now are so much higher, right?
Well, that's why I got intrigued by this research report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. And what it argues is that the key to this big increase is the decline in the number of retirees returning to the job market. People aren't unretiring. And if they're right, this decline could be temporary. First of all, given the risk of getting infected at work, right? Some retirees who might have gone back to the job market, they're saying, let's postpone that for a little while. And second, the recent increase, it was all age groups, including a lot of retirees on the younger side of the spectrum. So the researchers speculate they might come back to the job market.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And with concern but not much definitive data yet on the Omicron variant of coronavirus, I want to call your attention to a pair of interviews we did this year with Dr. Larry Brilliant, an epidemiologist who was on the team that helped end smallpox. He's been strenuously arguing that it's in the interest of rich countries to boldly get vaccines to the rest of the world, in part to stop dangerous mutations of the virus from forming anywhere on Earth. Links to those conversations are now at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.